16. Jesse was in his office watching the Florence Horvath sex video when Jen knocked and entered without waiting. Jesse, I... She stared at the screen. Jesse, you pervert, she said. Evidence, Jesse said. Care to watch? Jen stood for a moment looking at the threesome on the screen. Oh, ick, she said. Jesse clicked the remote. The image froze. He clicked again. The screen went dark. Jen wrinkled her nose. I'm looking for something, Jesse said. I hope so, Jen said. The image of you sitting alone in your office watching a gangbang is not a pretty one. I think a gangbang requires more people, Jesse said. This is more a menage a trois, I believe. It's a menage a yuck, Jen said. What are you looking for? Something I saw on a yacht yesterday afternoon, Jesse said. A brass monkey with a long brass tail, and I have some sort of subliminal memory that I saw something like it, or part of it, or something brass on this tape. A brass monkey tail, Jen said. Yeah, Jesse said. And the couch on the boat where they were eating lunch was the same color as the bed she's having her liaison on. Blue and yellow stripe, Jen said. Wow, you journalists are observant. I think the correct phrase is still weather weenie, Jen said. At least until after they air my Race Week special. Okay, ween, Jesse said. You're still observant. Want to help me watch? Okay, Jen said. But you better not enjoy it. Jesse clicked the remote again. The tape proceeded. Jesse and Jen watched silently. As Florence shifted slightly in her delight, the camera moved right to stay on her, and something gleamed fractionally in the right corner of the screen. There, Jen said. Jesse froze the frame, but it was past the flash. He rewound and went forward and froze the frame again, and this time he got it. Curling into the picture was a brass monkey tail. Every person on that boat said they didn't recognize anyone in the pictures, Jesse said. Doesn't actually prove that it's the same boat. No, but it's a pretty good coincidence, Jesse said. And coincidence just isn't useful in cop work. What are you going to do? Get some stills made, Jesse said. Then what? Jen said. Confront them with it? First, I think I'll check more on the boat. Some of those yachts are rented. These people may not have been aboard when Florence was. I need to be sure it has been around these parts long enough. She was in the water a while. Jen nodded. Why do you think she made that tape? Jen said. I don't know, Jesse said. Could have been money. That seems more like a home movie, Jen said. Video camera with a light bar. You would know amateur from professional, Jesse said. Jen shrugged. I've seen a few porn films, she said. And? And nothing, Jen said. I didn't enjoy them. But your date thought you would, Jesse said. Jen shook her head and didn't say anything. Jesse reeled himself back in. I have known women, he said, who were interested in seeing themselves having sex on film. With two men at the same time, Jen said. Jesse shrugged. Do you have any idea, Jen said, how a thing like that would make a woman feel? The men, too, Jesse said. Jen looked startled. Yes, she said. I suppose that's right. It doesn't glamorize them either. Jesse nodded. Most women I know don't like that, Jen said. No, Jesse said. But men do, Jen said. More than women, probably, Jesse said. Most men will look. Most men wouldn't want to spend too much time looking, and almost all men know that it gets old really quick. Why would you want to look at something that turns you into a thing? Jen said. Jesse was quiet. They were veering into Dick's territory again. "You're a man," Jen said. "Why do you think men are like that?" This was about more than pornography, and in some visceral way, Jesse realized that it was about him. He took in some air. "This could turn quickly into psychobabble," Jesse said. "But you've had enough shrink time to know what some of the reasons might be." "Objectification is control," Jen said. Jesse nodded. "Of what?" Jen said. Jesse shook his head and shrugged. "Of the object," he said. "Are you still talking to Dix?" Jen said. "Some." "Well, you better keep it up," Jen said, "'cause you're getting crazier."